Well, here we are, and good morning. It's Thursday, the 11th of August, 2022. Welcome to Wisconsin's Coffee Break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Producer Luke Mathers is here, and Congressman Mark Pocan is going to join us right from the get-go here. So we will have to talk later about a gorgeous weather forecast and about that amazing Brewers comeback by partial Mark Pocan doppelganger Rowdy Tellez. We'll get to that with we will not get to the congressman with that. We have much more important things to do. So let's get right into it. Congressman Mark Pocan, thanks for being here today. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Very glad to be with you.
We were planning on really a 1-2 punch here in the first half hour here while we have you. On the one hand, you have the Inflation Reduction Act could be coming up to a vote here very shortly, and of course we want to hear what your thoughts are on the results of the primary elections and the general election campaign here to come. There's a slight twist on it in my mind, starting with the Tuesday results. And that is not just that Tim Michaels beat Rebecca Clefish, and that a Trump candidate beat another Mike Pence candidate, but the fissures, really, in my mind, broke out into the open in the very public breakup between Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Mike Gableman, the former state Supreme Court justice who's allegedly investigating the election. That as they say in Anchorman, that escalated real fast. Were you surprised? We're probably not surprised at the breakup, but were you surprised at how colorful it got on Tuesday?
Well, you think about it. If you were the Speaker of the Assembly and you hired a former Supreme Court justice who, by the way, Pat, do you know what his last job was before he was hired to be in charge of reviewing the elections in Wisconsin?
No, tell us.
It is my understanding, I want to make sure I say this correctly, that he was working at Home Depot previously, which is not the normal career path for Supreme Court justices in Wisconsin. No. And you got this job, you did the review, and you even read one of the reviews, said there's nothing really that allows you to overturn the election, was written by Mike Gableman, but he loves going to apparently MyPillow conferences and getting applause at Trump rallies, and he doesn't want to give the gig up, and he's kind of continuing this myth. And then to endorse against the person who hired you and do auto calls for that person, I think we have words that I'm not allowed to say on public airwaves No. for people like that. And, let's face it, Michael Gibbon has proven to be incompetent at every possible level in reviewing this election. So The fact that someone like Robin Voss, who's a more traditional Republican, not necessarily a MAGA Republican, but a more traditional Republican like you and I used to serve with in the legislature, is then looking at someone who, again, can't wait for the next MyPillow conference rather than actually addressing the elections issues that we allegedly had that he was reviewing. I mean, I understand the frustration. I think I would have been maybe a little more colorful in my language about Michael Gableman if I was in Robin's spot. And I certainly hope that they now end this farce and get rid of this contract and quit wasting taxpayer money.
Well, we're going to talk to State Representative Evan Goyke in the next hour. And I'll ask him about this as well. But I mean, the members of the Legislative Audit Committee jumped all over this spat as proof of the need for an audit when Gableman said Voss never wanted a quote unquote real investigation anyway. This has been, from your days back in the legislature, if you saw the other side wasting over $1 million, you'd be calling for an audit too.
Totally. And, think about how he submitted reimbursement. Remember, for expenses, they're like handwritten without any details on a sheet of paper.
Well, when you learn from the best, you put $4 billion on a cocktail napkin and call it Foxconn. I mean, that's the system we've got now.
I guess there is precedent. But this would not be accepted by any business or any other governmental entity. And then, you just look at all of the things, and destroying records, even though he's a former Supreme Court justice, he should know the law, but apparently you don't have to practice it at Home Depot. That is a concern, right? This guy has run an absolute awful review.
And so as a result, we saw that split in the party and Tim Michaels beating Rebecca Clefish. Tell me what you think, what is the main characteristic going to be of a Tim Michaels versus Tony Evers general election campaign?
I'll tell you, between that and the Senate, we have two out of touch multimillionaires trying to be elected to represent the people of Wisconsin. Tim Michaels barely has a connection to Wisconsin, doesn't actually even live here. And, you know, Ron Johnson barely has a connection to this planet. So between the two of them, I mean, you know, I think we've got a nice contrast. People who do not live and breathe and eat and support their family like the most of us. It's definitely a difference.
Well, it was obviously reported sometime earlier about the way that Senator Ron Johnson was using private jets at times and looking for reimbursement from his, you know, his second home in Florida. So with Tim Michaels, I guess we would have somebody who probably has a private jet record himself. And if that's the commuting that we expect from our leaders these days, I guess we should all be so lucky.
I was more shocked at the debate that Tim Michaels does not understand what the job of governor is, period. And when he didn't know what a DACA recipient was, when he couldn't answer the question about his past associations for gas taxes, and now he was against them, his extremist positions that he thinks marriage should still be between a man and a woman, which is not a majority position. I mean, this is a guy who is throwing, a rich guy who is decided not to buy a hobby farm. He wants to buy a governorship. And he's kind of throwing everything else together.
Congressman Mark Pocanis here for one more segment. We'll take a break here, talk a bit more about the November matchups, and then we'll get into the Inflation Reduction Act and what it does for Wisconsin next. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.